want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Vanaken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is mustard. I was looking to jazz up some Eggs Benedict for the new brunch menu at 3, our new restaurant in town. For some reason, the words Chinese mustard hollandaise leapt into my head. I told our crew about my notion. What is it, chef? One asked, referring to said Chinese mustard hollandaise. I answered, I don't know yet, but I like the idea, so let's create one. I thought to myself, we won't serve it unless it cuts the mustard, which is a phrase that is without clear meaning. Ah, language. What is it in mustards that cause areas of the brain to fire off flares and make the heart's train rumble? I looked to Joe Palca, who was a science expert and correspondent for NPR. He wrote, one of the molecules TRPA1 recognizes is a class of chemicals called isothiocyanates. And it just so happens that foods like wasabi and mustard oil are packed with isothiocyanates. So when either comes in contact with a nerve cell outfitted with a TRPA1 receptor, the nerve cell tells the brain, in essence, ouch! In an evolutionary sense, the reason plants started making these compounds was to try to stop humans or other omnivores from eating them. It didn't work. And for some unknown reason, with my nose running, I keep going back for more. Being the strange human animal creatures that we are, we that like such things find ourselves bending towards foods that challenge us in this way. This heat rush has been identified as just what we heat freaks seek. The initial pain of the heat can be transferred to a friendly high. Those familiar with the sensation are able to eat chilies at a rate that has been called mouth surfing. In John Mariani's classic book, The Dictionary of American Food and Drink, he informs us that mustard came from the Middle English and was derived from the Latin must, meaning the must of a new wine, which was often blended with the powdery mustard to form a paste. I mean, why use water when you can use wine? Logical to me. Sumerian records have been combed over by the scholars to see what the ancients lived like. Food essays, regrettably, are not richly depicted. Had the scribes known that I was counting on them for my radio shows, they might have been more attentive. The English diarist, Samuel Pepys, wrote that he found pleasure. Oh, let's let him tell us. After, with great pleasure, lying a great while talking and sporting in my bed with my wife, for we have been for some years now, and at present more and more, a very happy couple, blessed be God. Later, I dined with my wife upon a most excellent dish of tripe of my own directing, covered with mustard, as I've heretofore seen them done at my Lord Crewe's home. Two dishes that are considered part of the standards of American cuisine are the hot dog and the hamburger. On both, you are routinely offered both ketchup and mustard. Why, we should ask. I have a theory. Ketchup answers the fatty meatiness of both with a bit of sweet acidity, while mustard answers that with pungency. When you combine the ketchup and mustard, you have to admit that even in these most American of meals, there is clearly collusion. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Me and Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park, shapes in the